Andrew Schneider on KNIA KRLS Radio, as we are here with the two state wrestling qualifiers for the Pella Girls Wrestling Team, Kennedy Montgomery and Emma Smith. Kennedy, I'll start with you. First of all, huge congratulations. I know so many of you girls had this goal. What does it mean to actually be living it out and have an opportunity to go to Coralville?
I went into regionals and I was like, okay, like, I'm not usually the most confident person you'll ever meet. I'm just outgoing, though. And so I went in there and I found out I had to wrestle a girl that beat me at regionals last year. And I was like, oh, this is just, like, not good. It, like, kind of lowered my confidence then. And I was like, this is such a bad way to start. I lost my first match. And then I was like, oh, no. And I had to win every single one to go back. And then when I did it, I was like, what just happened? And, you know, my team was there and I was excited. I was also praying I wasn't going to be the only one making it because, you know, I don't want to go alone. But, I mean, I've been wrestling since first grade, so it's like something someone's always going to dream of is making it to state. And so me not making it last year kind of just was like, okay, like, I need to step it up. And then, you know, I made it this year, so.
Well, and Emma, so did you. We talked about this a few short weeks ago, right before your final few matches of the regular season, and now here it is. And it was a lot of emotions that night, obviously, with your sisters too, but for you, just how important was it? Because I know you said it was very much a goal for you to have the opportunity to be the one to go to state, and I imagine you have to be really thrilled with that.
Yeah, it was really special, following in, like, the footsteps of my brother and sister and, like, getting there at one point. It was amazing for, like, just everybody to be there because that was the last match, I think. So all my team were just on the side of the other match, cheering, screaming after, like, four overtimes, and it was, like, crazy.
Well, and Kennedy, if anyone has seen this team wrestle at a tournament or in a duel, you do a lot of coming from behind, right? It's kind of like the spirit of this group that you guys have really built this resilience when times are tough. And your story alone, right? Wrestling all the way back from your opening loss and overcoming that. How reflective is that of the culture that Coach Hale has created, though, and not giving up and having an ability to really wrestle to that last whistle?
Well, you know, we practice really hard in our practice room. He's very big on, like, telling us not to give up and, like, it's okay. Like, he's not going to look at our wins and losses. Like, he sees us as who we are practicing, and, like, no one's ever going to look at us, like, our coaches looking at us for losing or anything like that. So we weren't too worried about it. I did cry for about 5 minutes. I bawled my eyes out. I went and sat in the corner of a gym at regionals after I lost, and I was like, this is terrible. And then I had talked to Todd Smith, and, you know, I talk to them usually about, like, where my mental state is, and, you know, they tend to boost my confidence, so, like, they help a lot, so, you know.
Well, and Emma, there's a lot of emotions going on when you're the last match and your two sisters lose in really, really close fashion before. I know you're focused on you. And then, of course, the other girls got close. Kennedy qualifies. A few others didn't quite make it. How did you manage all of that, knowing you're one of the team leaders, too, and realize, oh, I have to take care of my own match? And how were you able to take care of business in sudden victory?
Yeah, it's kind of hard because I'm also very emotionally connected to all the other people on the team. I was, like, crying over the losses, crying over the wins. I was there when Kennedy got off the mat. It was a bunch of emotions and everything. So I had to kind of, like, lock in for my match because Adeline's match was going on while I was warming up. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be crazy. So it took a lot just to, like, get in the mental state of you got to go out there and pin this girl.
And there you go. You were able to get the win that you needed to. We're here with Kennedy Montgomery and Emma Smith, Pella's two state wrestling qualifiers, this Thursday and Friday at the Extreme Arena in Coralville. And Kennedy, again, you said this. You've wrestled a long time.
Yeah.
You've had to overcome some personal frustration to get to this point. But just how exciting is it to still be wrestling and practicing this week and having an opportunity then to represent your school in a few short days?
You know, some of us like to eat a lot of food, but I guess I have to wait another week, which I'm not going to complain about because I'm excited to go out there with Emma. You know, me and Emma are usually kind of quiet people. You see, like, Isabel and all them winning, and so it's just me and Emma here, and we're like, And, you know, I think it's fun to go out with her, though, and see how we do Thursday and Friday. But either way, I mean, I think I'm just excited that I have the chance to go.
Well, and Emma, you even said that in our interview a few weeks ago about the spotlight. You've always wanted that opportunity to be somebody who's in this situation, and now here you are. You get a chance to compete for a state championship, and not many girls can say that, but how have you kind of handled this week of prep knowing that there's a really special opportunity in front of you?
Yeah, I've kind of just been like, it doesn't really matter what you do when you get out there. You got to state, so it's fine. But it's just like the whole deal with, I think it's been like a goal since Kennedy and mine since seventh grade to make it there with each other. So it was kind of cool just walking out the mat and going like, I made it and now I get to go wrestle with Kennedy.
Well, and both of you, you know, this may not be your last state tournament, and that's got to be exciting too, that you can have big goals this week, but also maybe learn for the future. So Kennedy, as you have already seen some great wrestlers this year, but then you get to see them on that stage, what do you really hope to learn, maybe even about yourself and what it takes to be that level of a wrestler, and how do you hope to improve yourself no matter what happens this week?
You know, I know that like me going to state is a big enough accomplishment as it is, but that's just not really where I want to stop, especially with having two more years of high school. It's like, okay, if I can make it to state now, it's like, then what can I do in the next 2 years? Which I know there's like a lot of steps to be made. And I also know that just like next year, like I'm the type of person who's very funny at practice and I talk a lot. And some days I'd be like really locked in, and other days I'd just be laughing. But I think like next year I'm just going to take it more seriously. You know, it's my last 2 years of high school. And I don't really know if I plan on doing it in college because like I want to go for schooling and stuff. So I just need to really lock in, I guess, on my last 2 years of high school.
Similar question, Emma. How do you hope to use this? You've already wrestled great competition, right, with the club stuff that you do and through the schedule this year. How do you hope to use this, regardless of where you place, as a learning opportunity to make sure that you can take that next step as a wrestler?
Yeah, I kind of just want to get the new experience and meet new people. I'm a big people person with my opponents. I make like best friends with my people and everything. It's just amazing because I get to go across and meet new people, have new times with different people.
Hey, hopefully you're meeting a lot of people on your way to Friday's finals. That's Kennedy Montgomery and Emma Smith, Pella State qualifying wrestlers, joining us here on KRLS. Ladies, huge congratulations, and I'll see you in Coralville on Thursday. Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Thanks.